You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the Newsmaker line this morning, Kathy Mazzaferro, the Executive Director for the Calaveras Arts Council. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Mark.
Tonight is the big kickoff, Calaveras Music in the Parks. Different bands, different communities, different parks every Wednesday night. Why does Calaveras Arts Council put on music in the parks each Wednesday night during the summer?
Because it's what we should do, and it's what we love to do. Because we want to share the arts with our entire county from one end to the other. And sometimes people in West Point may not want to drive to San Andreas or Valley Springs. Well, that's okay. We'll bring the music to you. And to coin a phrase, it's how we keep our hills alive with the sound of music.
And each of these concerts is completely free of charge to the general public.
That's correct. We don't sell tickets. If you can make a donation, swell. And if you can't, we understand there is it's a free concert all the way around.
People should bring their blankets or their lawn chairs and picnic baskets.
That's right. And their own libations.
Everything kicks off this evening. Tell us the name of the band and where it's at.
The name of the band is Windburn Brothers, also known as Slade and Elke. They've been with us before. They're just a wonderful, wonderful country swing and hillbilly jazz band. They'll be playing in Valley Springs at the Jenny Lind Veterans Memorial Park. That's the gazebo on the top of the hill, above the elementary school and next door to the ball field. And the concert starts at 6:30.
Generally speaking, these concerts last for about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
That's correct.
After tonight, the next concert is Wednesday, June 22nd. Who's the band and where's the location?
The band is that wonderful local group, Cantamos, with their eclectic world music. The location will be at the Bryce Station Winery. It's about 4 or 5 miles above Murphy's on Highway 4. It's just a beautiful location. They let us use a big lawn, and it looks out over the pine trees. And if it's really hot down in Valley Springs, well, you can still pretty much guarantee it's going to be a nice, pleasant evening up above Murphy's.
The final Wednesday of June is Wednesday, June 29th.
Oh, and aren't we excited to have the Black Irish Band with their folk and their Celtic and Irish music down in Utica Park and Angels Camp. Patrick Carnahan and his group, they're going to just be having us on our feet. I just know it. Dance into all their wonderful music.
Always a great show with the Black Irish Band. On Wednesday, July 6th, who's the artist and where's the location?
Grover Anderson and the Lampoliers. They do folk rock, and Grover is actually an accomplished musician, composer in his own right. They will be at Shutter Tree Park in downtown McCallumy Hill.
All right, Wednesday, July 13th.
We're going to be out at Mountain Ranch at the community park. We have a band that's new to us called Burn Permit. They do classic rock, blues, soul, and funk. And we always look for a band that really makes you want to dance because the citizens of Mountain Ranch are all about dancing.
They are fantastic. Wednesday, July 20th.
Wednesday, July 20th is the Calaveras County Community Band. They do a wonderful concert of Broadway and Americana tunes. This one we actually have in the town hall in San Andreas because we have found over the years that by the time we get to the middle of July, it's super hot. Sometimes it's super smoky because we have the fires. And so we rent the town hall. They're kind. They rent it to us as a nominal charge. Bring your chairs, bring your picnic basket, bring your food and drink, or pull up a chair that they have there in the town hall and enjoy the air conditioning and the great music.
On Wednesday, July 27th, who's the band? Where's this at?
It's at West Point, and they have a beautiful little community garden there now. We used to be at the elementary school. We're not anymore. We're at the West Point Community Garden. The band is the Frozen Radicals, and if jazz and big band is your thing, Oh, and we got a concert for you.
Wednesday, August 3rd.
The Sky Kings. Oh, I love the Sky Kings. I love all our bands. I'm just so pleased that so many of them could come back and they were able to hold together. Sky King presents California Country and Rock and Roll, and they'll be at the Community Park in Murphy's.
Wednesday, August 10th.
Copperopolis. Oh, do we have a hot band? The Cool Shifters. They play rhythm and blues. They play country. They're going to be at the Square at Copper Valley. They've been one of our bands off and on for years now.
And we finally wrap this up on Wednesday, August 17th.
The Blowbacks. The Blowbacks are a horn-driven dance band at the Community Park in Railroad Flat. Now, this community park is what used to be the elementary school, but it's no longer a school, which means it's no longer part of the school district, and it does not have a zero tolerance zone.
Okay.
So when you come to the concert in Railroad Flat, you can bring your chairs, your picnics, and any beverage you want.
All right. A telephone number or a website for more information.
Okay, you can call us at 754-1774. And our website is at calaverasarts.org.
Any last comments before we wrap up?
Yeah, we so appreciate the generosity and the support of Calaveras County. We couldn't have held it together without all the wonderful people and sponsors and artists and businesses that we have here. And we're just looking forward to moving into whatever the new normal is.
Kathy, I always enjoy talking with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Always a pleasure to talk to you.